This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, every covenant is respectful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of every covenant being respectful in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, it gives importance to the covenants that are made and the promises that we make. We must fulfill that. In one of the sayings, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, he has said that there are three categories of people, there are three types of people, there is no excuse for them. The first one is when you need to do a repayment of a trust, and when you become a trustee, you must give the trust back. Either this is to a Muslim, to a person who performs good deeds, or maybe the person who performs wrong deeds. Because you have taken something from him and it is a trust, you must repay that. The second category is the covenant and the promises that you make. If we have made it with the non-believers and the believers, once we have made this covenant, we must fulfill that. And the third thing is to do good and be good with your parents, whether they are the Muslim or non-Muslims. Now, in this saying, we see that Imam has said clearly that when we have made a promise and a covenant with the Muslims or non-Muslims, we must fulfill that. But obviously, in the covenant, it depends on the both sides. That when both sides are faithful, then obviously this is where the covenant is fulfilled. But on the other hand, being a Muslim, being as a Muslim, we must be faithful to what we promise, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic that every covenant is respectful. Now, we know that in the Islamic teachings, it is said that every single covenant and the promise, even if it is made with the non-believers or believers, to fulfill that is important, and this shows the respect of the covenant itself. Now, we can see different examples. Obviously, the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is whether you have a covenant or promise, even with the non-believer or believer, you must fulfill that, because this is the sign of a mu'min, a believer, that the believers, when he promises someone, when he makes a covenant or he makes a treaty, when they promise something, they fulfill that. They are faithful to that. And obviously, it depends on the both sides, that both sides must fulfill their promises. We can see in the world there are many examples that we can see the true Muslims, how they are faithful to the promises they made. For example, when we see the example of the countries, for example, we see the Islamic Republic of Iran having all these sanctions, and there are the sittings. They have sittings with the European parties, with the American party. But on the other hand, we see how they are faithful, being a Muslim, to what it's been decided, what it's been like, the promises that were made, the covenants, the treaties, in the dialogues. But on the other hand, we have seen the unfaithfulness, the break of treaty from the American side. And this shows us even the parties from the European countries, the analytics, all of them, they're saying like it is a bad thing which the U.S. has done to the Islamic Republic of Iran. So basically what they're doing as a Muslim, they are bound to fulfill the promises, even if it is with the non-Muslims. So this is what Islam tells us, that the covenant itself, the promise itself, the treaty itself has a respect. And we have seen this even in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he made treaties with the kuffar or the mushrikeen. He is faithful to them. And this is what we need to do, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.